This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, good morning to you. We'll talk to Shil Kapadia about the Phils in a moment. Also this segment, something Rob Thompson said yesterday about the bunt. AMA today at 7. We're going to do a Phillies-focused AMA. We're not looking to mess around today. This is obviously all hands on deck, Phillies day. So get some AMA questions in, Phillies related. Where that game 2 loss ranked? Well, it's not game 6 or game 4 of the World Series from 93, but it's high up there. Shadow camera, Jen Ritchie. All right, let's go to the phones. Shield in a little bit. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Daniel, good morning, buddy.
What's up, guys? How are we today?
Frustrated.
So listen, I'm 46 years old, right? I've never felt like we've ever kissed a team's ass as much as we have this Phillies team. Like we've had just optimism even in the face of knowing what is, right? Until now, right? Now it's like this team is, we're starting to see this team for what it is. And I love the Phillies and I love this team, but like, I can't stand Nick Castellanos, and I haven't been able to stand him. I can't stand Alec Bohm, right? Like, Alec Bohm, the moment is too big. The moment was too big for him when he said he hates this place because he was making an error every other play 3 years ago. You know, and for Nick Castellanos to say, like, it's hard to play here, in a sense, he kind of said that.
Yeah.
When they've lost 5 of their last 6 at home playoff games, you know how much it costs to go to a playoff game in Philadelphia? It's one of the most expensive playoff tickets. So I'm sorry if I'm paying or other people are paying anywhere from $200 to $500 a ticket just to stand, by the way. And he's upset because they can't win a home playoff game. Like, it's disgusting. I don't know if I'm rooting against them or for them at this point, this team.
Yeah, it's
like,
sad.
It's weird. Is he going to use us as a motivational piece? You know, he's going to do this, you know, in spite of us. Like, what kind of sense does this guy make?
He doesn't. I mean, that's a simple answer. I think your points are well, you know, I mean, obviously I'm rooting for the Phillies and we are,
we all are. I know
what you're saying.
You don't feel good about it at this point. Like I don't know. This is the last of this team. I hope everybody realizes that. Like,
I don't think so. I think it's the last of parts of the team. But
if they get swept, there better be big changes.
I think there will be some significant changes. But you're going to have, let me put it this way, Dan. You're going to have more back than not back.
No, I meant support. I meant, of course. But this is the last of, you know, full support. Like, we ripped the Eagles every week. They were 4-0, and we're calling, and we're ripping them, and, you know, deservedly so. But for whatever reason, and I guess I was part of it too, we were excited about this team. We won a World Series so bad. We want this team to win a World Series so bad, you know? And that's what, and I called back in June, and I'm not that guy that says, I told you so. And Joe, you'll disagree. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, but I told you in June, this team cannot win a World Series for whatever reason.
You're wrong.
I can't put my thumb on it.
You're wrong.
They can't, Joe. They can't hit. It's proven.
Do you think they're winning a World Series this year?
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
It's a semantics thing that he's correct about, but they're unlikely to. Well, the point is, to say this team, the way they're built, it's not built correctly, is what he's trying to say.
Let me just ask you this. Do you think they can win tonight?
Tonight? Yeah. Sure. I think they can win tonight.
Do you think they can win the series?
No.
Well, you're wrong.
They can. They're
not wrong.
They probably won't.
Of course, anything's possible, Joe.
Well, then don't say they can't.
Consistently, they cannot.
You're saying you doubt it, and you know what?
Semantics argument.
I don't think they can win the series.
And you're wrong. And Dan, I appreciate the call. All right, let's talk to Sheil Kapadia. Man, there's a lot to be aggravated about. Sheil is not one of them. Love Sheil. He may be more annoyed than anybody, and that's saying something because we're all freaking 50 out of 10 right now on the annoyance scale. Let's talk. You know, it's always a deep dive on the Eagles. Push that aside. Let's talk Phillies with Sheil. Sheil, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Sheil, here's the conflict within me. You know, you want to get juiced up for a game like tonight and feel something, like they could come back and win this. But there's so much negativity swirling around that they have created. It was Rob Thompson's decision to do the bunt. It was Rob Thompson's decision to start Aaron Nola tonight. You know, Nick Castellanos' decision to make those comments. Trey and Schwarber and Harper, lame at the top. The bullpen, lame. So I'm just hurting all my heart and all my brain knowing all this while my team's in the playoffs. I imagine a lot of this resonates with you. Talk to us.
Yeah, no, I'm in the exact same boat. You know, that bunt was as furious as I've been with any Rob Thompson managerial decision in 4 years. I just feel like you are in a spot where you are trying to win the game. You're trying to win the series. You have the momentum. It's their bullpen. And you go down and you're trying to tie the game. It's like a coach who punts on fourth and one or kicks the field goal on fourth and one when their team is in a great spot. So I'm with you. If you go down swinging there and you lose, maybe we're saying, hey, okay, they came back in the ninth inning. Maybe they can still come back here. But they're in a tough spot. They put themselves in a very tough spot. You're right. The vibes are not good around this team. They've lost 7 of 8 playoff games, and in those 7 losses, they failed to score 3 runs a single time. And so you go into this game looking at it like, why is it going to be any different? So I'm just hoping. I'm with you. Yeah. Just hoping. One game. Get to the next game and let's see what happens.
Let's go back to the bunt for a moment because we've got new audio from yesterday of Rob Thompson. Obviously, he talked about it after the game, you know, 2 nights ago, but he also talked about it yesterday. I do wonder to what extent he's covering for Nick Castellanos. Let's listen to Topper yesterday.
And then last night, just still looking back at the ninth inning, the bunt play, would you do anything differently there in hindsight? Or
I just think they made a great play. Okay. I mean, Mookie Betts did a heck of a job by breaking very late so the hitter can't adjust to the slash. And it's tough for Nick to get a proper secondary or bigger secondary because Betts is sitting right behind him. So, and at the end of the day, they made an aggressive play, and they made it work. It was a good play.
Here's the thing, Sheil, because believe me, I'm really ticked about Rob Thompson's part of this too, but I do think he's covering for Castellanos. Here's what I know based on general logic. Mookie Betts cannot possibly be near second base and near third base at the same time. Can't be. And Castellanos screwed it up by not having a good secondary lead, and I think Rob Thompson's covering for him. And while Topper deserves blame because he should not have put the bunt down with Castellanos on second, Castellanos killed Topper in that moment, man. Killed him.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's been breakdowns about it that he was not good enough there with his lead getting to third base. But this is my issue with bunting. So many things have to go right, and we talk about, oh, just bunt. You get the guy over. It doesn't work every time. It doesn't work every time. And so just keep the bat in Bryson Stott's hands. He has one of the lowest strikeout rates on the team. Let him put the ball in play and try to score 2 runs and win the freaking game, not just get to the 10th inning. Your goal is not to just get to the 10th inning. So I'm still not letting Topper off the hook there.
So how about his decision? Is Topper on the hook for Aaron Nola?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that one either. I mean, I'll be honest. I saw that after the game, and I was too annoyed about the bunt to even let it process. But listen, I understand what he's trying to do there. You're trying to get 2 pitchers to get you to the 7th inning. You've had issues once you get to the bullpen in this series. Am I confident that Aaron Nola is going to go out there and pitch well? If we watched him pitch this year, he had a bad year, the worst year of his career. And so it's a head-scratching decision to me. Ranger Suarez, we've seen him. He's the guy with the low pulse, with the low heartbeat, where I would trust him in a big game every single time, whether he does it or not. I know he's going to go out there and he's not going to get rattled. So, listen, they have the option to get Nola out of there if things get rocky quickly in that game and go to Ranger Suarez. So I guess they have that optionality. So I wouldn't have done it, but I guess I understand what he's doing there.
I need to ask you a question quickly about the Eagles. I know that they're in passing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Today, but man, second half, we struggled because the defense changed against us. And once again, the thing that reared its ugly head was, we've talked about it on our show, they do that, you know, put a whole bunch of people at the line of scrimmage and then drop some out. The zone coverage, the zone blitz stuff, the disguise cost us again. And it's a big part of why we're struggling. The simulated pressures have given us problems consistently going all the way back to when Bill Belichick first did them to us. What was that? 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What is going on? Why can't we figure these things out? I know it's giving other people problems too, but is this the root of all evil for our offense right now?
It's killing their passing game. And you're right. You know, we could play back the same conversation we had last week about this, where, you know, the team plays man coverage in the first half. The Eagles do a nice job. And then in the second half, to your point, it's a disguise where you are rushing four defenders, but the offense doesn't know where those four are coming from. So it could be a defensive back. It could be a linebacker. And then you're dropping defensive ends into coverage. And so you're playing zone coverage behind it. The Eagles are the worst team in the NFL against zone coverage right now. And that's a problem. They don't have answers. They're not attacking the middle of the field. And, yeah, I do think that's at the heart of what's really ailing their passing game. And that's something that should have been figured out. This was something, like you said, going into the season, you look at their numbers from last year, they had big splits, man versus zone. They didn't come up with answers. They still haven't come up with answers. And until they do, this is how teams are going to attack them every single week. There's no reason to play man coverage against the Eagles. So, yeah, that is a big, big storyline with this offense right now.
Shiel, can you tell if Petula's a problem? I mean, when you watch the film, does it say to you Petula is a problem?
It didn't this last week, no. You know, and this last week I thought Jalen Hurts played his worst game of the season. I don't think he played well in that game. You have the A.J. Brown play that I'm sure you guys have talked about at length this week. I mean, that's a 21-17 game at that point. If he keeps running on this route, you have a ended a 21-17 game, but if he keeps running on that route, you have a potential touchdown. So I actually thought they did some good things schematically last week. You know, there were guys open on this film more so than there were in previous weeks, and I thought Jalen Hurts was just a little indecisive in this game. I would put at least three of the sacks he took on him. So it hasn't just been the same thing every single week. You know, I think there are other weeks where I would say, no, it is the scheme. It is Petullo, Sirianni, whoever's designing the offense. This last game, that was not my takeaway. I think those guys need to play better. There were some solutions for them on this film.
Hey, predictability can get pretty
predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the predictability. No, it really is. It's kind of like unprecedented. You normally don't see it like this around the league. But, you know, like a lot of times people don't care. I remember I was in a conversation with Rich Gannon and John Madden, and I was complaining about the fact that when we were playing in the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they knew our plays, and they knew even what the names of our plays were called. Like, they were saying the names of our plays as we were about to run them, and John Madden said, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Madden
shouldn't matter.
But Madden's wrong about that.
Well,
because if you tell a batter whether it's
executed properly,
wrong.
It didn't matter if they knew it or not.
It
you could move people.
Well, then just go tell everybody
succeed.
What the play is.
Just a higher degree. Why would you want to
tell a batter whether it's a fastball or curveball?
You know?
I mean, of course it matters. Madden's just flat wrong there. All right, but go ahead, Shil.
Yeah, no. Every coach you talk to will say a mix of those two things. Where it's you don't have to run a big volume of plays. You need to dress it up differently to create some uncertainty. I think that's the key. They're predictably, they're not creating any uncertainty with those middle, with the linebackers, with the second level defense, especially against zone coverage. You need to move those guys so that you create space in the defense to be able to complete passes. And I agree with you. There is a predictability where they're not creating any uncertainty with these defenses.
All right, Shil, we got three different Twitter poll questions of the day today, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Shil, I'm particularly interested in your answer to the third question of these three here today. So, first off, everyone can address them on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Question one, do you agree with Rob Thompson's decision to start Nolan game three, yes or no? Question two. Why knew that?
Sorry.
A round of no's.
Yes. This might be our first 100 to zero,
here.
But we'll say. All right, question two, who wins tonight, the Phillies or the Dodgers? Here's the one I want to get you on, Shil. Question three, do you think Rob Thompson gets fired if the Phillies lose game three? Yes or no?
Oh, man. I think no. I don't think that will be the change that they do. Listen, I've been a Rob Thompson defender. The bunt call was the thing that put me over the edge, where I started thinking maybe he's not the guy for that in the postseason. But I would lean towards no. I think the changes would be different than that. But, hey, I could be totally wrong.
Here's the thing I'd encourage you to remember, Shil. Middleton is a Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying there?
Emotional and reactionary?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Just remember that. John Middleton is a Philadelphian, and he's a Philadelphia sports fan. Hey, Shil, good work, buddy. We'll talk to you more next week. I hope we're still talking Phils with you next week. I fear it'll be all Eagles. Thanks for joining the program today, my man.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
You got it, pal. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything we're discussing here today. AMA, that's up ahead next. Phone calls as well on 94WIP. Let me tell you about PI Dental Center. They can't fix the baseball team's woes, but they can certainly fix your teeth if you've got issues. If you've got they've got decades of experience in complex dental treatment. And if you've got decades of experience with problems, and some people do. I mean, I hear a lot of times this stuff goes back to childhood, something you've always wanted to get resolved and never did. Dr. Wolfinger has told me a lot of this stuff goes back a long way. Well, maybe now you can do it. I mean, I can tell you this. Now you can do it as long as you get yourself to PI Dental Center with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Sensational with what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. Whether your issue goes back a long, long time, or more recently, perhaps an accident, a fall, you got banged up, and you need a solution fast, know that PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington, can provide that solution for you. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Make sure you visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.